This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, we were talking about Lions versus Tigers. A head-to-head, who's more likely to win a title? It's a fun question, but it's part one of our Detroit sports head-to-head. Let's get to part two. Standing in the red, white, and blue corner, fresh off the best season in nearly 20 years, stands the Detroit Pistons, and before them stands a land of opportunity. One of the craziest off seasons in NBA history? We'll see. Face of the franchise has emerged. They have a supporting cast bubbling at the surface. The right move puts them in the title mix. Standing in the red corner, the 11-time Stanley Cup champions, wallowing in a franchise record postseason drought. In their 100th season, can they get this thing right? A legend on the ice faces heat in the press box. Cap space to burn, but the rebuild stalling. Standing in the red corner are the Red Wings. John, who has the more important offseason? Choose your fighter.
Oh, see, it felt to me, situation one, Lions, Tigers, who has the best chance to win it all. To me, that was a much more clear-cut winner in that one, and I went with the Lions. This one, between the Wings and the Pistons, I in terms of pressure, in terms of jobs that may be lost if the right moves aren't made in the offseason, I would go with the Red Wings. Is the Iser plan ever going to get us to the promised land? Or just a into the postseason and not necessarily even the Stanley Cup final? There's more moves that need to be made for the Wings than for the Pistons. So in that regard, I'd say the Wings. But on the flip side, the Pistons, You mentioned the right move. The right move might be no move. We're watching Oklahoma City and the way that they've built their team. We've seen it done so many different ways. And if the right move is just to simply bring back Schroeder and Beasley and then add a couple of complementary pieces that aren't big names, they're role players, because you think Jaden Ivey is that addition that you don't have to go out and pay. You just simply have to get him healthy along with Cade, along with this group of players. Now all of a sudden, are you possibly, without making a major move, in Eastern Conference Finals? Possibly in the NBA Finals? It's the path that Oklahoma City took. Mm-hmm. We've seen other teams, you've got to have 2-3 superstars. You got to have a super team. You got to have somebody choose you, in whether it's free agency or they were forcing themselves out of another team and you're the destination that they choose. You just got to try and the agents got to get together and manufacture the right trade, the right salary going to this team, that team, all these other teams, and then they end up in Detroit. So I think the biggest opportunity is for the Pistons. The biggest offseason for me is for the Detroit Pistons, okay, because they can go from a team that made the postseason, had an opportunity to win a series, didn't clearly win enough games to really make it competitive, but they were ahead. They just need a few small pieces, a few small tweaks. What those tweaks are, that's up to, you know, Trajan Langdon.
And a lot of big names have been floated, and some of you guys latch on to them. John, you teeter-tottered on the fence a little bit, but you end up on the side of the Pistons.
Well, that's why I think this one is a little bit more challenging.
And more important offseason, it's all up to your interpretation. So we'll go around the room, canvas the city, 248-539-9797.
You're next.
John, I will step into this. I don't know that the Pistons need to do anything. The Wings do need to do something. It's a dire situation. You can't run back this same bunch of losers and miss the playoffs again. The Pistons, there is the case to small accent moves. The Thunder 2 years ago had a losing record. Jalen Williams was not thought of as an all-NBA player.
Yeah.
SGA was not getting MVP votes. SGA was not an all-star, right?
Correct.
Well, hey, I think he had just started to make his all-star appearances. But Cade is younger than SGA when SGA was making his push. You have Cade. You have your franchise piece. I don't know if Asar, Ivy, Durin will turn into the core that they have in OKC, but you could run it back next year and give those guys a chance to develop into that. You can't do that on the ice. They have cap space to burn. They have to do something impactful. They have to make their team harder to play against. They have to develop more of a backbone and a spine. And you could say they need leaders. You could say they need sandpaper. You could say they need defense. You could say they need goalie. They need a lot. And it's time for Yzerman to be the general manager they hired him to be. This is a much more important offseason for the Red Wings than it is the Pistons.
But I'll answer a question with a question. Can they address all those issues in one offseason?
They're not going to build a cup team this offseason. Can they build a playoff team? Yes, I do think they can.
Okay, but so, okay, they're not going to build a cup team. Stay right there for a second.
Dixie's got
because
me.
The Pistons...
They're not building a champion this offseason.
Well, the path that you just talked about with OKC...
But it didn't happen 2 years from being a 500
year
team.
Next year, 2 years.
Next year would be where you get to the second round of the playoffs, which is where the Thunder were a year ago.
Or can they possibly be an Eastern Conference? Because the Eastern Conference
okay.
with Boston,
but are they winning
with everything
it all next
that's happened.
Year?
I'm not going to sit here okay. and say they are, but I think the offseason could provide that jump. Instead of just getting into the postseason for the Detroit Red Wings, because they can't possibly build a Stanley Cup contender with all of those needs
yeah, but if the
in
answer
one
is,
year, even though they've been at it for nine, they can't do it in 1 year, but the Pistons could take that jump. And if you just simply get into the Eastern Conference Finals and you could find a way to compete with Indiana or with New York or with Boston without okay. their stud player, no. now all of a sudden, hey, things are different. If you make the right moves this offseason, you could catapult yourself into competing for a chance to go to the NBA Finals.
John, the Pistons are better than the Red Wings. So clearly this offseason, the Pistons should be in a position to be better than the Red Wings. The question is importance. The importance is there for the Wings this offseason. If the Pistons, if Trajan Langdon...
Oh, it's just because you're a season ticket holder.
Okay. 248-539-9797. Yes, I'd like to see playoff hockey one of these days. Let's get your thoughts as well. Can we go behind the glass? Is the fighting stopped? Is it Mortal Kombat still back there?
Oh, no, we're good. I agree with you. It's the Red Wings. And by the way, talking again about like things that I'm hearing, what I'm hearing from John is if you can't make all of the improvements to be the best, it's worth doing nothing, which I disagree with.
No, I'm not saying it's not worth doing nothing.
I know.
You're putting words in my mouth. No.
Look, I mean, and I'm hearing the Jim, I'm hearing the bit. I'm hearing the bit.
No.
The joke's on the Stars. They didn't win the cup. The joke's on the Canadians. They didn't win the cup. There is a gap to be better to me that is greater for the Red Wings, and thus the importance is greater for the Red Wings.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's greater for the Red Wings in regards to the front office.
Yeah.
If they don't get it done, it might be a completely different front office in another year. And I started this off by saying, I know this is 10 years since they've been in the playoffs. This is 100 years of Red Wings hockey. You miss the playoffs in a season like that, and it's a decade since you've been there. Okay, that's an argument I can understand.
Yeah, let me paint the picture for you. Steve Yzerman goes into free agency with $20 million in cap space. But everybody else has space too because the cap went up. And Steve stays stubborn and adds very little. And they miss the playoffs again. Because that's a real possibility. If Langdon doesn't do very much, the Pistons will still be a playoff team. They could flirt with 50 wins if they get the right combination. They could win a playoff series or two and show progress. The Wings will languish. They're already stalling out.
Playoff
it's much
series
more important.
Or two and get to the Eastern Conference Finals?
Win a playoff series or two, yes, that would put them in the Eastern Conference Finals. I said they wouldn't win a title. That was my contention. Anyway, Tom.
So I think it's the Wings. I mean, Langdon can afford to be patient. He can slow roll it, or if there's the opportunity, he can go for something. But he has a free pass this offseason, I think, in some ways, because if the price is too big for some guys, or a guy like a Giannis is impossible, that comes out. I mean, we'll see how this shapes up. But there's a world where Yzerman doesn't get Marner, Ekblad, Bennett,
any of them,
and he's in on them, and he doesn't get them.
Right.
That world, and that could just kill him. You had Tarasenko come out 2 days ago and say the situation wasn't right for him here. Well, you got a guy under contract that's not happy now, and he's probably immovable unless you attach picks like Wallen. I mean, Steve Yzerman has a lot on his plate, and whether you like it or not, there's a brewing friction between him and Larkin.
Okay, but it sounds to me like we're shifting this argument to who has the most pressure on them
in
the offseason.
Well, that's part of importance can be interpreted that way. You're choosing to interpret it as importance of...
Yeah, if you make the right additions, you could be putting this Pistons team in the Eastern Conference Finals with a chance to go to the NBA Finals.
All right, guys, that's part two. Wings versus Pistons. We had Tigers versus Lions head-to-head, 97-1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.